podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I went down the hall to get my oatmeal, as I am prone to do at around this time each morning. I come walking back in the studio just in time to hear Jeremy say, "I don't think I could tell anyone that I was wearing moisturizing socks." What did I miss while I was on the
All right, hold on.
What did I miss?
The things we talk about.
Emily got Nicole some, like, their aloe and moisture-infused socks. They're like, yeah, Dr. Scholl's.
They're like Dr. Scholl's, super
total
fuzzy.
Total chicky, thing. Right. And I was just saying, I wish I could wear those. They felt so soft, and I want moisturized feet, but there's no way in hell I'd be able to tell anybody that I ever did that.
Well, like, I just told people you're going to. I'm sure you're going to wear them.
Thanks.
Do it in the privacy of your own home there, Marge.
Yeah. You don't need anything else wet on your body because you sweat so much anyway.
That is true.
You need a moisture-free zone.
Well,
I got her a pink pair
and a blue pair. Yeah. Blue for boys,
Girls
Jeremy.
Get all the nice stuff. We don't get any of these fancy things, man. It sucks.
Girls get on the good.
They do, man. Whatever.
So
screw you guys.
All right. Let's talk about Emily's. Is this just an acquaintance? Not really.
Well, she's an old friend from Vegas, and she is getting married this summer, and she's been talking about her bridesmaids, and that's all brides talk about is the wedding. You know, everything else goes out the window. And her maid of honor just hasn't really been stepping up as far as there's a lot of duties. You've got to plan the shower and the bachelorette party, and you've got to get all the girls together and all the
invitations
and
all that crap.
And they're trying to be as formal as possible, like not kind of crazy Vegas style, but the maid of honor is just kind of slacking. And one of the other bridesmaids has been kind of being like, "Oh, yeah, well, I helped her out, and we picked this restaurant. And then we actually went to this other, this hall to look for, la, la, la." And so she's like, "I don't really feel that it's fair that my maid of honor is kind of getting all the credit as maid of honor when one of my other bridesmaids is essentially doing all of the work."
So and she wants to what?
She wants to demote the maid of honor and have this other gal step in. Because she's equally close to all the girls, and I'm just like, God, well, all right. I'm sure.
Has anyone ever demoted a maid of honor before?
I don't know.
Because I don't think you can do that. I think you can fire a maid of honor, but not demote her.
Now, the maid of honor is the one that stands right next to the bride, right?
She gets prime real estate.
It's like the best man.
Okay. So can't she just start referring to everybody as bridesmaids and just remove the title?
Because, like I said, she's trying to be as traditional about this process as possible. So these titles, as silly as they are, mean a lot to her. Yeah. Because like I said, she's equally close to all the girls.
Here's the way I'm thinking about this, though, Emily. You tell me, because here's the way I look at it. I don't see, you'd have to tell me because you're the chick, but I can't see how you could demote a maid of honor and then go on as if everything's the same. I think you almost just have to fire her completely from everything. And here's the way I look at it. No, here, think about this, Jeremy. Your maid of honor, that is like PFM. That's like Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. If you're you don't bench Peyton Manning and then have him sit there and watch your second string out on the field. He doesn't stand there and hold the clipboard and do that. You just let him go from the team, right? The stars, you just fire. You don't demote them.
Okay.
And that's the same thing, I think, with the wedding. You can't take the maid of honor who gets all the glory and then demote her and have her stand there with everybody else.
Well, she has
or
been
move her,
kinda,
yeah.
Nah, she's been helping out, and so.
And yes, I did just compare the maid
I know,
of honor
I'm trying
to PFM.
To one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I'm so confused now. Like, I don't know what's going on with the football.
Yeah, you do. You can't demote.
No, because she has been, they've been
You're
going to
lose
so
that friend,
long.
And that friendship is
she
done.
She wants
then.
Her to be a part
it's
of
over.
It, but she's just thinking, bridesmaid number two is just better suited for the organizing of the festivities.
This
so
is
she
Vegas.
Gets the title.
This is Vegas. Just have somebody take her out.
Take her on the desert and
you
marry
just
her.
Break
so
her
if
legs,
there,
yeah.
There's got to be one person in Denver listening right now that demoted her bridesmaid and kept her as a regular,
Her maid of honor.
Demoted her maid of honor and made her a regular bridesmaid. And I need to know
pushed her down
how
the
you
line.
Did this. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are still friends.
I bet more people have fired the maid of honor than have demoted the maid of honor.
But then she can't, so you fire her. And then, like, what is she?
Jeremy's right. She's not going to be friends with this woman anymore.
Friendship's
once,
over.
Once you publicly humiliate her by removing her as maid of honor and putting her down here with the bad other bad dresses.
No. it's a rearranging of, yeah. of it's a reprioritizing
you
of
think
responsibilities.
The maid of honor is going to see it as a rearranging.
You're gonna you have sure. to focus on your one day or a lifetime of friendship.
It is
a massive
slap in the face.
Done. You got to focus on
this.
Your
is why
friendship.
Neither of you have ever been. You will never be a maid of honor with these attitudes.
It's good to be a guy. We would never deal with this.
I know.
Crap.
You, if you're a best man, you pick the bar and that's it. There's so much going into being a maid of honor.
Here's Jewel. Good morning, Jewel.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
I have been the maid of honor demoted.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shame. Oh, the shame of it all.
So you're lazy, huh?
The situation was my best friend got engaged, and of course, she immediately said, you have to be my maid of honor, and of course I agreed. But I was moving away to finish up my degree, and one of our friends, Michelle, ended up doing a lot of the stuff that I wasn't able to do just because of the distance.
Well,
no,
but that's a different story, though. That's not that you did anything wrong.
You moved.
That's understandable. We're talking about a woman being demoted because she was a lazy bum.
She was a lazy alcoholic.
Yeah.
So my friend didn't tell me that I was demoted. In fact, she never told me at all. We started talking about the processional order the night before the wedding.
Oh.
And she just changed the order of the processional, and I wasn't in the place of the maid of honor, and that's how I found out.
Oh. How did you feel about that, Jewel?
Well, at that point, I'd already flown. She actually got married in Vegas, so I'd already flown to Vegas. I'd already bought a dress. It was her wedding. I just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything, and I don't think anybody else even knew who the maid of honor was until the wedding happened.
You knew why, though.
Oh, yeah, I totally knew why, and I understood.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say you hated her. That would have been a better story. Darn it. Jewel, we got to run. Thanks for being on the show.
They fought.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
They were pulling each other's pigtails,
wrestled.
Jeremy.
Yeah, that's what they did.
In cream corn.
Yum.
In bikinis.
Hold on, let me get that image out of my head.
All right.
Here's
in Vegas.
Here's Gianna. Hi, Gianna.
Hi, guys.
So what do you think?
I think she can totally demote her and still leave her in the wedding, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
She just needs to talk to...
Podcasting now. You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I went down the hall to get my oatmeal, as I am prone to do at around this time each morning. I come walking back in the studio just in time to hear Jeremy say... I don't think I could tell anyone that I was wearing moisturizing socks. What did I miss while I was
all right, hold on.
What did I miss? Emily
got Nicole some, like, their aloe and moisture-infused socks. Or like Dr. Scholl's.
They're like Dr. Scholl's, super
total
fuzzy.
Total chicky, thing. Right. And I was just saying, I wish I could wear those. They felt so soft, and I want moisturized feet, but there's no way in hell I'd be able to tell anybody that I ever did that.
Well, like, I just told people. I'm sure you're going to wear them.
Thanks.
Do it in the privacy of your own home there, Marge.
Yeah. You don't need anything else wet on your body because you sweat so much anyway.
That is true.
You need a moisture-free zone.
Well,
I
got her
a
pink pair and a blue pair. Yeah. Blue for boys,
Girls
Jeremy.
Get all the nice stuff. We don't get any of these fancy things, man. It sucks.
Girls get on the good.
They do, man. Oh, well. Whatever.
So
screw you guys.
All right. Let's talk about Emily's. Is this just an acquaintance? Not really.
Well, she's an old friend from Vegas, and she is getting married this summer, and she's been talking about, her bridesmaids, and that's all brides talk about is the wedding. You know, everything else goes out the mm-hmm. window. And her maid of honor just hasn't really been stepping up as far as there's a lot of duties. You've got to plan the shower and the bachelorette party, and you've got to get all the girls together and all the
invitations
surprises
and all that crap.
And they're trying to be as formal as possible, like not kind of crazy Vegas style, but the maid of honor is just kind of slacking. And one of the other bridesmaids has been kind of being like, oh, yeah, well, I helped her out, and we picked this restaurant. And then we actually went to this other, this hall to look for, la, la, la. And so she's like, I don't really feel that it's fair that my maid of honor is kind of getting all the credit as maid of honor when one of my other bridesmaids is essentially doing all of the work.
So and she wants to what?
She wants to demote the maid of honor and have this other gal step in. because you know, she's equally close to all the girls, you know, and I'm just like, God, well, all right. You know, I'm sure.
Has anyone ever demoted a maid of honor before?
I don't know.
Because I don't think you can do that. I think you just can fire a maid of honor, but not demote her.
Now, the maid of honor is the one that stands right next to the bride, right?
Can't yeah, she just gets prime real estate.
It's like the best man.
Okay, so can't she just start referring to everybody as bridesmaids and just remove the title?
Because, like I said, she's trying to be as traditional about this process as possible. So these titles, as silly as they are, mean a lot to her. Because like I said, she's equally close to all the girls.
Here's the way I'm thinking about this, though, Emily. You tell me, because here's the way I look at it. I don't see, you'd have to tell me because you're the chick, but I can't see how you could demote a maid of honor and then go on as if everything's the same. I think you almost just have to fire her completely from everything. And here's the way I look at it. No, here, think about this, Jeremy. Your maid of honor, that is like PFM. That's like Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna, you don't bench Peyton Manning and then have him sit there and watch your second string out on the field. You just, he doesn't stand there and hold the clipboard and do that. You just let him go from the team, right? You, the stars, you just fire. You don't demote them.
Okay.
And that's the same thing, I think, with the wedding. You can't take the maid of honor who gets all the glory and then demote her and have her stand there with everybody else.
Well, she has she's been helping out, and you know. So,
and yes, I did just compare the maid.
I know.
Of honor
I'm trying to
PFM.
To one of the greatest quarterbacks
of
all time.
Now, like I don't know what's going on with the football.
Yeah, you do. You can't demote.
No, because she has been. They've been.
You're
going to
lose
for
that
so
friend,
long.
And your that friendship is
she
done.
She wants
then.
Her to be a part
it's
of
over.
It, but she's just thinking. You know, bridesmaid number two is just better suited for the organizing of the festivities.
This
so
is
she
Vegas.
Gets the title.
This is Vegas. Just have somebody take her out.
Take her on the desert and
you
bury her.
Break
so
her
if
legs,
there,
yeah.
there's got to be one person in Denver listening right now that demoted her bridesmaid and kept her as a regular, you know.
Or maid of honor.
Demoted her maid of honor and made her a regular bridesmaid. And I need to know
pushed her down
how
the
you
line.
Did this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you guys are still friends.
I bet more people have fired the maid of honor than have demoted the maid of honor.
But then she can't, so you fire her. And then, like, what is she?
Jeremy's right. She's not going to be friends with this woman anymore.
Friendship's
once,
over.
Once you publicly humiliate her by removing her as maid of honor and putting her down here with the bad other bad dresses.
No, it's not. It's a rearranging of a reprioritizing
you
of
think
responsibilities.
The maid of honor is going to see it as a rearranging.
You're gonna to focus on your one day or a lifetime of friendship.
It
is
a massive slap in the face.
Done. You got to focus on
this.
Your
is why
friendship.
Neither of you have ever been. You will never be a maid of honor.
This
with
is
these
never
attitudes.
Been a maid of
it's
honor.
Good to be a guy. We would never deal with this.
I know.
Crap.
You, if you're a best man, you pick the bar and that's it. There's so much going into being a maid of honor.
Here's Jewel. Good morning, Jewel.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
I have been the maid of honor demoted.
Dun, dun, dun.
The shame. Oh, the shame of it all.
So you're lazy, huh?
The situation was my best friend got engaged, and of course she immediately said, you have to be my maid of honor, and of course I agreed. But I was moving away to finish up my degree, and one of our friends, Michelle, ended up doing a lot of the stuff that I wasn't able to do just because of the distance.
Well,
I
know, but that's a different story, though. That's not that you did anything wrong.
You moved. Well,
that's understandable. We're talking about a woman being demoted because she was a lazy bum.
A lazy alcoholic.
Yeah.
So my friend didn't tell me that I was demoted. In fact, she never told me at all. We started talking about the processional order the night before the wedding.
Oh.
And she just changed the order of the processional, and I wasn't in the place of the maid of honor, and that's how I found out.
Oh. How did you feel about that, Jewel?
Well, at that point, I'd already flown. She actually got married in Vegas, so I'd already flown to Vegas. I'd already bought a dress. It was her wedding. I just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything, and I don't think anybody else even knew who the maid of honor was until the wedding happened.
You knew why.
Yeah, I totally knew why, and I understood.
Yeah, I was going to say you hated her. That would have been a better story. Darn it. Jewel, we got to run. Thanks for being on the show.
They fought.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
They were pulling each other's pigtails,
wrestled.
Jeremy.
Yeah, that's what they did.
In cream corn.
Yum.
In bikinis.
Hold on, let me get that image out of my head.
All right.
Here's in
Gianna.
Vegas.
Here's Gianna. Hi, Gianna.
Hi, guys.
So what do you think?
I think she can totally demote her and still leave her in the wedding, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
She just needs to talk to her and be like, hey,
what's your deal? Like, do you want to step up and, like, take over your position, or do you just want to let this other girl who's obviously already carrying most of the weight do her thing, and then you can still be in the wedding? Like, what do you want?
Hmm.
I think, God, that's so rational, which a lot of times brides are not.
And I'm sure she'll be so understanding when,
like,
the bride
please,
lays
please,
all that out.
Yes, what a great idea.
Gianna, thank you for calling. Have a fun day.
You too.
Thanks for being on
the
show.
And then they'll wrestle.
Right. Bring back the corn.
Hello, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you've listened to all of this. What do you think?
I actually did demote my bridesmaid, or my maid of honor, to bridesmaid.
Nice.
And it was very stressful leading up to that conversation, but it was very similar that I had a different bridesmaid that was able to go to the things that I needed her to go to and help me make decisions. And so when I finally sat down with the original maid of honor, I just said, you know, it seems like you've got other things going on, and I want to kind of take this off your plate. Are you comfortable if you're just a bridesmaid? Then you just get to wear the dress, get your hair done, drink with us.
Yeah,
but
she's
you don't have
good.
A lot of those responsibilities. And ultimately, that's what she needed, too, because she really did have other stuff going on. And it wasn't that she didn't care or that she was lazy. She couldn't do those things.
That's nice. You kind of put it on her. You know, you were concerned for her well-being.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's all right. In the wording.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's having your cake and eating it, too.
That's true in life many times.
And everybody had a drink, and we were even better after that.
There you go.
Atta
girl. Liz, enjoy the sunshine, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Steph. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
So far, nobody agrees with me. What do you think?
I don't agree with you either, Dom. I was demoted. My friend got married when I was out of state. She asked me to be her maid of honor, knowing that I lived here in Colorado and the wedding was in Massachusetts. And so one of our other friends was there doing all the other stuff, and she did have a face-to-face conversation with me about it, and she felt terrible. And
well, that's cool. But again, I understand, because it's not because of anything you did wrong. So that's a different story.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, if she totally kicked me out of the wedding, we would not be friends right now.
Oh,
but we are still best of
Bam.
Friends.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. She wouldn't kick you out of the wedding for that reason. I can see in your case.
But here's, like, this maid of honor, it's not that she's sitting on the couch eating chips while, you know, the grunts are doing all the work. She's just not as organized and she's just not as good at it.
Not up to the task. Sure.
So see,
well, then
right.
I gotta start blaming the bride. Then, if she knew that this woman was like this, why'd she even choose her in the first place?
Well, because we all work together.
It's like an emotional thing. You want to ask your best friend, and I think that's what happened. And with my case,
I'm glad I'm a guy.
We were better friends, yep. But it just. I wasn't there to
That's
organize.
Such a good point, though. If you totally kick her out, that is more of an insult. So hot, Dom, in your
Absolutely.
Face.
Come on, face.
Nobody else sitting in the ceremony knows she was demoted or.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Bigger secrets that way.
Steph, we got to go. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for the call. Time for one more. It's Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
What's the solution here?
So I was actually the bride, and my sister and I had promised to be each other's maid of honor,
sure.
But my
sister
is kind of aloof, so I just had two because my best friend did all the work. So I had two maid of honors.
Would you get married at 14 or something?
No, I was 23.
Okay.
You just sound adorable. You sound like a Disney princess.
Yeah, you
your
sound
voice,
like
we
just all. Pick you up and put you in our pocket. So.
I love
Maybe I should get into voice acting.
The two maid of honors is a really good compromise. I like that idea.
Just make them all maid of honors then.
Oh, I know, right?
Have four of them.
Dom, you're her maid of honor.
Hey, Christy, thanks for the time today, okay?
No problem, thank you.
You have fun today. All right.
Wow, it's good to be a guy, huh, Dom?
No kidding.
Yeah. I was kind of struggling with this during my wedding, who's the groomsman, you know, and the, what's the main guy? The best man. I was going to pick my best buddy, Mark, and he came to me, and he just flat out said, dude, I don't want to be your best man. I was like, right on.
Really? He just
flat out
that?
Said, he's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want the responsibility. I don't want to make a speech.
Wait, was he presuming? Had you told him that you were considering
Yes,
him?
And he just said, nah, I don't want to do that. And I said, that's fine. We moved on with our life.
Wow.
Still great friends.
Was he in the wedding at all?
He was still in the wedding.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He was an usher.
So, yeah.
It's good to be a guy.
He got all the benefits.
Yes, he did.
Listen, when you know that you are, like, really not that close with the wedding party, if you're asked to be an usher, that's
when you know.
Yeah, or
and for the women,
handle the guest book.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.